Welcome to the Business Success Radio podcast. My name is Anthony Turner. In this, our second series of podcasts, we're chatting with a range of small business owners who share something in common. That is, they are all recognised champions of small business who've been acknowledged for their efforts with Small Business Awards. Listen in as we find out who they are, what they do, and why they were selected as award finalists and or winners. Today, my guest on Business Success Radio is Meg Hopman from Playful Paws in Gippsland, who is one of the award finalists and winners in the 2021 East Gippsland Business Awards. Meg, welcome to Business Success Radio and congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
So tell us a little bit about Playful Paws.
Playful Paws has been, I started in 2013, but relaunched it in 2018. We've got a training centre in Bairnsdale. Mm-hmm. And essentially we service dogs from and owners. So our passion is to help people understand their dogs so that they can take them out more places and have them with them more often. So we do everything from behavioural assessments with severe behaviour like anxiety or aggression, all the way through to companion training, therapy dog training, and service dog training.
Well, it's quite a broad spectrum of services that you offer.
Yes.
So how did you get into this in the very first place?
So I've always been a lover of animals, and when I was five, my favourite picture growing up is me sitting in a laundry basket with our pet rabbit, our dog, and someone else's dog. And I did work experience in a few different fields and then went on to study animal science at uni. And after uni, I pretty much just cold called any and every animal place and fell into a position at Seeing Eye Dogs, mm-hmm. Where I started my training journey. And when I left there, there was just this gap of understanding for people that, you know, where group classes weren't quite a right fit. So I had my own dog who he's a rescue and he suffers from anxiety. So turning up to a group class with 20 other dogs was not comfortable for me, either me or him. So then we started Playful Paws in a car park of a local pet shop, and then we sort of just expanded our services as we grew.
And talking of car parks, we're actually talking to Meg from her car as she's out and about on the road today. So thank you for making the time available and having a chat with us. So Meg, the 2021 East Gippsland Business Awards, and you won which award?
The Innovation Award. I can't remember the exact title. It's just blown me away. I was just saying earlier that I was sitting there and I just started clapping as they announced it, not expecting it to be me. and then I did the big, almost like the exaggerating logy, oh, that was me. So I accepted the award. I still really can't remember what I said. I was just thanking everyone. I got off stage and I was just shaking. So for me, it was just amazing to be recognized for something that I'm so passionate about, and has really actually changed my way that I look and think about my business as well.
Okay, what way?
So I guess I'm looking at it as though it's not just a fun hobby that I'm passionate about, that it is actually can actually be taken seriously and can be taken to or is at that level of, being a place where people feel comfortable and have a community, mm-hmm. Which was a big vision of mine. I just hadn't realised that we were already accomplishing that along the way.
So one of the key things in the Innovations Award, for those of my listeners who don't know, I was actually the judge for these awards, with the business excellence for adaptability and innovation, particularly in times of COVID, and so the reasons that Meg you got fairly highly scored up in that area was a lot of the different things that you were doing in terms of COVID could have shut you down, particularly where you're looking at, one-on-one training with people and their dogs and everything else, and that we had lockdowns and you couldn't do that. But you actually adapted some quite innovative ways of actually getting the animals and the people to help with their mental health.
Yes. Yeah, so we went to Zoom or online, as I think a lot of businesses did. We did group classes that way. We were also very creative. So if we had a dog that had a specific behavioural issue that really needed to be addressed, we could do contactless free drop-off. We would work with the dog on a video call and they would then be able to follow that up at home. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that really expanded for us was our therapy visits for people. So COVID was very challenging for a lot of people with their mental health. Mm-hmm. So we were able to take our dogs to people that were vulnerable that needed a chat or a dog cuddle or things like that. So our therapy dog program was actually, I guess, rebranched or revamped, that's the word, to include more one-on-one support for people than, I guess, what we were used to, which was like, you know, going to community events and things like that with our therapy dogs or TAFE or schools.
Yes.
And we also saw a high increase in people that were training their dogs as therapy dogs for their work or for themselves.
That's okay. That's interesting. And so you were actually helping those people train the dogs appropriately so that they can fulfill that role.
Yes. Yeah. So a lot of what I do is live. So it's generally one-on-one over the phone or on video. Mm-hmm. We have been start getting a database of videos that we can send to people so that you can back up your training with those. But we do find better consistency if you're actually talking to a person on the other end of the phone.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. We tend to things we hear or things that we see, we tend to interpret a little bit, you know, if there's not the guidance there, no, you don't do it quite that way, you do it this way or something like that, and you can actually help steer that learning.
Yes, and look, like one of our biggest key differences is that every dog and every person is different, so therefore mm-hmm. every team is different. So there's not really a cookie cutter approach to, you know, dog training and well-being because everyone's different. And we adapt our communication styles and our training to suit those different partnerships.
Mm-hmm. Apart from the obvious excitement with your team, you know, in winning the award as the organisation and for you as well, how do you think the an award, the participating in an awards process and also, you know, therefore the winning of an award or just being the finalist in the first stage and then on going to winning, how do you think that's, you know, impacted the team and also your client base?
So my team have been, so being part of a grassroots business can be very challenging in a lot of ways as my staff's job titles and job day-to-day changes as our business grows and we adapt and we're writing policies as we go. So often the day-to-day can be quite stressful and mm-hmm. the bigger picture's lost. So mm-hmm. for my team, it really drove home being part of something that is, it is growing and it's being a part of that community. And we've noticed like a huge change in, I think, positivity and, you know, connectiveness towards clients and themselves, which is mm-hmm. great. And a lot of my clients are just loving the fact that that they're part of it, really. Everyone's like super excited to see the little trophy and the certificate and give me a hug or not a hug in COVID times.
elbow bump.
It's almost like it's picked everyone up, and instead of us, you know, sort of just day to day going through, even our clients are like, oh yes, we're part of this. It's so exciting. You're doing so well and it's great to be a part of. And instead of looking at the things that aren't going right, which there always is in business, there's the focus is on how much they've been through as well as a client in the journey. Mm-hmm. It's been really amazing this week to see the clients and the team sort of like just come together.
Oh, that's lovely. It's really nice to hear. What would you say to business owners, considering the possibility of going into awards? I know we're sort of it's the end of 21. This is sort of the wind up of business awards for most areas, and this is where all of the acknowledgements are made. What would you suggest to people who may be considering, or maybe not even thought about going into business awards in say 2022 or future years?
Yeah, it's a really, really good question. I would honestly say it's a really great opportunity to reflect on your own business and where you've come and also where you're going. So as a business owner, you can get really stuck day to day and you're stuck in the doing and you forget to actually look at where you are going. And it's that way to ability to reflect on that. It's also, I think the other amazing thing for me was connecting with other like-minded people and people like yourself, who you can talk and there's no judgment, and you're having that I had a chat with someone last Thursday and they're like, oh, I'm just looking at employing my first person. I was like, wow, I've been through that, and I've got eight on my team at the moment, so do you have any questions? And it's really nice to be able to network and be able to give back as well. It's also really good to put things on paper. So as an entrepreneur or as a business owner, we tend to have thoughts in our heads and we tend to go, yep, I know exactly what I'm doing, but we don't put it down on paper. So it either the bar changes and we stop to don't reflect on it, or we forget to tell other people what we're actually working towards. So I would probably say it's worth doing, whether you get selected as a finalist or a winner, it's really great to actually do for that reflective purposes.
I think one of the things that I see about business awards is that sometimes it's taken as a competitive process, and I guess to a degree it is a competitive process, but it is that ability to actually look at businesses. And from my perspective as a judge, what I'm looking for is those things where businesses are doing well, where you can build on those and where we can all learn from those things and acknowledge and recognize those things. It doesn't have to be a large business or a small business. And I think the best competitions are the ones where, quite literally, the scoring mechanisms are designed to actually flatten out between the small businesses versus the very big businesses. Or else there are separate categories for the smaller businesses versus the larger businesses and things like that. So there's different ways of doing it. But, I think two things that I've noticed is very, very common, and that is one, obviously the elation for people who win awards, and it does give a sense of pride in the businesses, and I think it really kicks that on and changes it. And the other thing is that probably not as well recognised is, even as a finalist, not necessarily a category winner, is that there is a sense of kudos in terms of the wider community that says, if they've actually achieved that and they've got to be a finalist, they must be doing something right.
Definitely. And I think you just briefly touched on it. One of the key things, reasons that I haven't applied for many business awards is because I didn't think that I was good enough to be able to stand up with the big businesses. Mm-hmm. So that was a really big hurdle for me to, sort of get over and just go, and then trust the judges that they're going to actually be able to even out, like you're saying. Mm-hmm. And so I think that, going back to your question before, I don't think that there's any, like there's a too small a business that can apply. I think it's a really good point to just give it a go.
And look, if nothing else, it's part of the marketing process that you're in there. You can be acknowledged in different things that are being presented about the awards. There will be announcements and lists of participants or applicants and things like that. It's always good to know that that you are part of that and seeing that you're actually striving to be better.
Yes, and it's also really amazing that once you get into the room, you realise that the majority of people in the room you actually know through one way or another, and you can actually have a conversation with them, and it's not as big and scary as what you may think. Mm-hmm.
And it's also, you touched on it before, networking is a major part of this, of getting to know other businesses, particularly, and I guess, yeah, East Gippsland regional communities are probably better at communicating. You know each other more intimately than, say, metro businesses often because, but business groups and, you know, networking groups and things like that are great ways for people to connect to their other businesses, learn from one another, and also share those experiences.
Yeah, and I also think that it doesn't need to be structured either. So some of my best catch-ups are with a couple of other local businesses, and it's not a structured thing. It's not run by any company. It's just literally we go out for dinner once a month and we have a bit of a debrief about what we're working on and that sort of stuff. And then you've got all the way through to structured, which are really helpful for that, like you're saying, that networking and marketing and all of those fun things.
Fabulous. Well, Meg, thank you very much for being part of Business Success Radio. As we wrap up, is there any last words of advice or, you know, that you'd like to say to our listeners?
I would say you're the sum of the people that you surround yourself with. So always be mindful of who's around you because they will either pick you up or try to bring you down. So you want the ones that pick you up and make you a better person than who you were yesterday.
What a great piece of advice and a way to end the episode today. So Meg Hopman from Playful Paws in Bairnsdale, Victoria, thanks very much for being part of Business Success Radio. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Business Success Radio podcast. If you'd like to hear more episodes, simply check Biz Success Radio on your current podcast player or visit us on our website, businesssuccessradio.com.au.